on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Whiskey Talk with Three Dudes. Welcome back.
We've been
MIA for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I think more than a couple weeks.
It's episode 81.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think we could have done a few more between the last one and this one.
But guess what?
It's been a busy month.
We're updated on the podcast.
Well, oh, yeah, because we took like 5 weeks off.
That's the best part, though.
I guess that certainly helps, right?
Yeah.
Catching up on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the post.
I just sat down. I was like, fuck it. Just do it.
Yeah, nothing else to do. Been pretty busy, man.
Yeah.
So I think the first week we were off. What happened the first week?
I had a late soccer game, so
that's
right. To like 9 something.
Late soccer game. And then the week after, I had to go to Atlanta, which was an interesting trip on the way back. The trip itself was good, but the flight back, I got a story to tell about that flight back. And then last week, I was celebrating my birthday.
Yep.
Oh, well, happy birthday. Oh, by the way, I got you something. But don't go to the UK with this, because I'm sure what we're doing now UK would be illegal. So.
Oh, snap.
Uh-oh.
Well, good thing the Prime Minister of... Nice. Well, you know, it's not a butter knife, but...
It's a fuck you up knife.
Yeah, it is. Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Cool.
Just be careful. Don't cut yourself with that.
Yeah,
that's pretty sharp.
Do I need a license for this?
No.
Oh. Did you get off the black market?
Well, it is black.
It's nice.
Nice.
It's a Kershaw blade, but if you guys can't see, it's very nice. Very nice blade. Thank you, Larry.
Yeah, no problem. Everybody should have a good knife with them.
Indeed.
They come in handy. On the days that, like, it falls out of my pocket into my car, or like I forget, like I'm always reaching for it. I'm like, fuck,
my knife. Or when you want to open a beer,
I'm out of toilet paper. How am I gonna wipe my ass?
Well, use a knife.
You just you cut off the top layer of your skin on your butt. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it works. It works.
In layers. Take the first layer off. But today we are having Old Tom Horan. It's an Irish whiskey. It is from Ireland. It's imported, but it's bottled in Minnesota, Princeton, Minnesota. Do you think that place was named after Prince? Princeton, Minnesota?
Probably.
Huh? But it's good. I like it.
It's a lot sweeter than some of the other ones we've had.
Yeah.
But it tastes really good.
It's sweet. It's good, but it's. I mean, if you just poured this and. You know, you had me guess what it was. I would definitely guess that it was an Irish whiskey. It's very, very characteristic of an Irish whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Has a sweetness, kind of the a little bit of the bready notes from the unmalted barley, but not a whole lot. Definitely a lot of sweetness, though. So this is like one if you enjoy bourbons because you like that they're sweet. This would be a good one to try out.
It's light in color too.
Yeah. It's
not too dark. It's just like mellow.
It's R. Kelly yellow.
So
aromas and flavors of dried apricot, toast, and apple blossom with the honeyed grain and peppercorn finish.
That's about right.
So some of the reviews, some people say this is better than Jameson.
I'll agree.
I would, it tastes really, it's really good to drink. I like it.
It's easy to drink, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. I was reading somewhere, I forgot which, I think it was Distiller, on distiller.com. They said it's comprised of both single malts and single grains, often from many different distilleries. Scotch or Irish must be aged for at least 3 years in oak barrels. Oh. Irish may include single pot still whiskey in the blend. So this is a blend.
Yeah, it says it in the bottle, on the label. I added a drop of water to this, and it just made it
good, like, or no?
Flat.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't know that.
It probably hides the spiciness.
I'm one of those that has to taste for myself.
Peppermint.
So I'm gonna
do it. Yeah. It tones down like a little bit of the spicy notes.
Drink a little more before.
That has to be the peppermint, right? Because that's the one that's. Right.
What?
The spiciness will be the peppermint.
You mean peppercorn?
Oh yeah.
You were commenting you don't like peppercorn, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
All right. I like peppermint. What?
Well, the peppermint.
Peppermint.
The peppermint. Close enough.
Yeah. I don't know, add the water. See if you like it, man. I like the peppercorn.
Yeah, I like it. I like a little bit of the spiciness on the finish. But, yeah, and I have quite a bit more than you have right now than you're going to try it. So, but try it out. You might like it.
You just put a little bit?
Yeah, I literally just put a drop of water in there.
Oh, dang it. I didn't put enough. Nothing came out. There's water in there. It's just stuck. There you go.
Yeah, I won't be doing that again.
I think I put too much.
Don't worry, even a drop of water will taste like it's way too much.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I poured like 2 ounces of water in here.
Yeah, it makes it kind of like dull. Like
It tones up. Like any of the flavors that were there, it just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, it's gone.
Like, and now it's more just kind of like it still has the texture, but like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very few flavors.
It's like when you're eating food without salt.
Yeah. Yeah.
It has like that flavor.
Kind of it's a bummer. Funny how water, I mean, we say this all the time, but something so unassuming like water.
I mean, there's already water in there. That's the funny thing about it. I mean, it's what I want to say this is probably 80 proof. Yep. Nailed it. 80 proof.
No.
Look at you. So, speaking of unassuming. There's a lot we've missed, and one of the speaking of unassuming is Andy Ruiz.
Oh yeah,
the fight.
Yeah,
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it?
No. Oh no, wait, I did watch it. Yeah, that
I missed it, man. It's been that long.
I missed it.
I was watching. That's what on the day I was watching. I was watching the UFC and boxing because it's like I wanted to watch that one. Or you know what? No, I'm thinking of the Triple G fight. That's the one where I was watching both at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But no, that one was a standalone. I was watching that one.
I saw the replays on it. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
It was a slugfest, too.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was definitely unexpected. It was, the guy was, big-time underdog. Like, there was no, I think some of the Vegas odds were as crazy as, like, 1,200 to 1 or something crazy like that.
I don't know. Damn.
Yeah. It was just...
They finally betted, like, $1,000 or something like that, and they won, like, 10,000 or something like that, because I think it was, like, 10-1 or something like that.
They change. So. Yeah, they change. As soon as they get closer to the fights, like, the farther out, sometimes they'll be different. Once the bets start coming in, they'll redo the odds and whatnot, but... Mm-hmm. I mean, it would have been a great fight to like just bet like $50 and you would have won like
I can't bet. I don't know how much that is.
Yeah. Huh?
How much? Like you bet $50. How much would you win on the odds?
I think we were like
5,000 maybe.
No.
I don't know.
I don't know. If it's 10-1, it was more than 10-1.
It was more than 10-1.
It was more than 10-1. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. It was one of those ones where like if you would have bet $100, you probably would have won like.
$100
Well,
or something like that?
No, not that much.
I don't know.
That's super underdog.
10,000?
Yeah, no. Probably close to 10,000, I would imagine.
That's like Homer Simpson underdog.
Yeah, it was crazy. Nobody expected that. And then, he got in there, got underway a couple rounds, and it was like, oh, this dude might actually have a chance. Like it was kind of crazy.
Yep,
I was watching some stuff on him, and then I guess he's been a veteran for a long time.
He's been fighting for a while.
For a long time.
And he took the biggest thing is like he's been fighting for a long time, relatively unknown. But the biggest thing was that he took the fight on really short notice.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why he was like a super underdog because they were like, how's this dude going to win? Like he took the fight on short notice.
Right, right. And then all of a sudden now there's going to be a rematch coming up.
Because I think the other dude did he pop for drugs? I think he did, right? Or why was he out?
No, I don't know.
I think the other dude got, I think.
Oh, the original dude.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I think so.
Oh, that's right. And it was for Mexican supplements. It was no joke. It was like Mexican supplements. So
yeah,
that was probably the carne asada.
Either way, Anthony Joshua got fucked up by some Mexican.
Right? Too much carne estrada.
It was, man. So he's the very first Mexican heavyweight champion.
Yeah,
Yeah, and the dude, I mean, it was, all the memes, of course, were hilarious. And but it was surprising, because I was like, oh, damn, this dude's 6'2". Like, he didn't look that tall.
No,
he
didn't.
Not with the other guy. The other guy looked taller.
Yeah.
Anthony Joshua, man, that dude's tall and ripped.
Yeah. Yeah. It was it was a complete, like, if you saw him side by side, you would be like, of course this dude's going to, of course Joshua's going to win.
Right.
And, again, I think that's what led to it, you know?
I know, because they were making fun of a lot of, like, the other guy's weight. Well, you know what I mean?
Well, his appearance. Yeah, because he wasn't, he's not very athletic looking. He has, you know, the very classic dad bod going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But, see, you know.
Completely went wrong, though, man.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
Now, I want a dad bod now.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying. It's hard. It's hard for me to get one.
Right? Yeah, I was gonna say. I don't know. I don't think. I don't think you're gonna have one.
I've been for a while. Years,
Not for a while. I don't know. Your dad. I mean.
But he's a dad, though. I'm not a dad.
That's true. That's true. I mean, he's like a dad like multiple times. So
right.
You know, like
6-time world champ.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. So. I think that's a qualifier. You need that.
So, and then what we also miss. Oh, John Stewart's 9/11 speech at Congress. That was a pretty good speech that he gave.
It was. I didn't necessarily agree with, you know, like, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But let's think about it. It's paying money to people. Like us, like government paying money to people who we never had that original agreement with. Like that was never a thing. It's not like, oh, if you, you know, if something happens, you know, the government's going to give you money. Like that was never an agreement. So it's like for that to just come out of nowhere and be demanded. So, you know, it's like, dude, like there's plenty of charities and stuff like that people can donate to. I understand. Like it's, you know, it was a big issue. Mm-hmm. A lot of people did come down with sicknesses. But I don't know, man. There's a lot of occupations where that happens. And it's not necessarily like, you know, something that government comes and bails you out of. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. I was kind of conflicted on that.
Ah, I see. But I thought his speech was very heartfelt.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, totally was. He's coming from a genuine place, right? Mm-hmm. Of like concern and compassion.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not knocking that. I'm trying to get an idea of why it is that, you know, government owes people money for something that was never agreed upon. And again, I get it. Like there's multiple charities that you can donate to that, mm-hmm. you know, if you feel it in your heart that like you want to donate to them, like, cool, go for it. Enjoy,
yeah. mm-hmm.
you know, but to be forced to give money to that, it just seems weird to me.
Mm.
I don't know. I kind of struggle with the whole concept of, you know, do I agree with this? Do I disagree with this? Because it's so easy to be like, oh, well, you're just being a dick. You know, like we give money to fucking stupid shit. Yes, we most certainly do. But there's a lot of other shit that we can be doing a lot better on.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not. So,
Yeah. You know. Like for one is, according to AOC, is the detention centers. We should be doing.
Yeah,
but the thing is, her outrage pisses me off because she is one of the people that blocked.
Let's back up. Right. So the outrage is the detention centers,
mm-hmm.
and that they're in bad conditions,
understaffed,
and you know the you know they have people. This is the one that got me. People drinking out of toilets.
Oh yeah,
and it's I've never been to prison, but I watch prison shows, and I see what their toilets look like. It's mm-hmm. like a toilet, and then on top of it, it's a drinking fountain / like sink, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like so, it has both. I don't know that you know maybe they were forcing people to drink out of the toilet. It's possible that maybe whoever they were talking to maybe didn't understand. How to use it? I don't know.
That's the story that the person that didn't understand how to use it. So it's a miscommunication thing, but they're not forced to drink out of the toilet.
And this is after, like, this outrage of drinking out of the toilet was after the pictures of screaming at an empty parking lot were taken,
mm-hmm.
and pretend crying at the gate where it was literally just a parking lot on the other side. There's nothing there.
Hey, man, empty parking lots break hearts, man.
They
deserve to be filled.
I disagree. I think full parking lots are terrible because then you're trying to park somewhere.
I don't know, man.
And then it's like,
parking lots are made to be parked in.
Hey, is there a new feature on this video thing?
What's that?
What's that? Well, now, like, when people post...
Was it the chat box?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I added that on there. I wanted to see if it worked. I guess I don't see it on here.
What new feature?
No, but I'll see it.
There's a chat box now.
Chat box?
Yeah.
It's on when you're looking at Edgar.
Yeah. They should all be there.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Well, hi, Mark.
Sorry, you got kind of like sidetracked, but I just saw that. So I thought it was pretty cool.
No, yeah, it should be on all the...
So mine looks like this. I don't... Like this?
No, no, it's on the actual video.
It's in the background.
Yeah, we'll look at it after. Not a big deal.
Interesting.
But yeah.
Yeah, I added that on there. See if it would work. We'll see if that works.
Oh, out. Up on there?
I can't see it up there. I didn't see it earlier. But I think it's output in the video.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so comment, guys.
So back to that, the outrage. So first of all, she was, you know, she was vying for raises that she agreed that they should get raises, as in her, she should get a raise. But she blocked the funding to, you know, to improve the conditions of these detention centers. She blocked the funding on, not just her, but I mean...
She was right. Among the group of you know, people that led that whole, you know, not $1 or whatever, because they want to oppose Trump and anything that he's doing, right?
Which is stupid, because now the detainees are suffering because of that. And her reasoning for that on Twitter, she posted today, the $4.6 billion wasn't humanitarian at all. Really? Like, they needed supplies. It had no accountability measures for facilities that abused children and families. It didn't fix the problem, just funded abuse. I don't believe in billion-dollar blank checks for unethical, abusive administrations, including yours. Wow. You know what it did include? It included supplies. It included more beds. Oh, it included beds for the kids so they don't sleep on the floor, so you don't bitch about it.
Well, that's the thing is, like, weren't they having issues with Wayfair or whatever? Because Wayfair was just providing... Like, it wasn't even... They weren't selling the beds to government. They were actually selling them to a nonprofit organization who bought them. And people were throwing a bitch fit over that.
Yeah. So it doesn't make sense. Like, what... like
you're going to protest buying beds for kids, but you're also going to complain. Like, here's the thing. Like, I I've learned this a while back, right? I learned that if I have an issue... If I have a problem, if I have a question, that I go to my boss and, like, I'll figure it out first. Like, I'll try to figure it out. You know, if I see that something is not working, I'll present the problem, but also I'll present a solution. Because, I mean, people have their own problems to deal with, right? Mm-hmm. So people don't always see shit the way that you see it. Mm-hmm. If you bring up a problem... It's wise to also bring up a potential solution, which is what we're not seeing. Aside from like the that only leads me to believe that their only proposed solution is just no enforcement.
Release them, but where would you release them? What housing? But where are they going to live?
Don't they have like a 48 hold on them?
48-hour hold?
I don't think so. I think that, I mean, because there's so many people, like, I don't think you can do that. I don't think you can realistically hold people for 40, like, and then what? And then what happens? And what happens after 48 hours?
So. Yeah, where do they go? How are they going to eat?
Yeah.
You know, they're just like open borders. All right. Well, that's not going to work.
So, Rosie... just posted and said, at the end of the day, these immigrants are getting separated from their own families and being treated worse than death row inmates.
Not true, Rosie.
Than people
first of all,
row,
we got to keep in mind that human trafficking is still a thing. And the purpose for vetting these immigrants is to make sure these kids are not being abused, to make sure that the people they are with are their family members.
Yeah.
Because there are cases where... either the kid was stolen from their parents, or they were sold, or they're being abused. You don't know. I mean, you know what? The road to hell is paved with good intentions. And I get it. You know, I get the good intentions behind, you know, bringing the kids over and all that stuff. But some of these kids do suffer. We need to figure out who these people are and who these children are and whether these children are safe with these adults. We just don't know. We can't just assume... that these kids are safe with the adults that they're with.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is it's been proven that there's been children that have been, you know, supposedly passing with their guardians, and then when like further questioning goes on, like it ends up not being the case, which is concerning, right? And further, it's like, you know, there was recently a story of, you know, I think the total count was like up to 7, mm-hmm. just dead bodies just found like in the desert, like just crossing. Yeah. Right, because it's hot, obviously. You know, it's the summer. It's not like there's, you know, toilets even there to drink out of.
Yeah,
in the middle of a desert, so people are literally dying. And I understand they're trying to get away from a bad situation. I totally understand that. But the thing is, it's like the general push that's trying to be made is like, oh, they're asylum seekers. They're seeking asylum. I'm not sure that that's necessarily the case all the time. I mean, I think that there's definitely ways to go about that. I mean, if you're skipping through Mexico, mm-hmm. where you could seek asylum, to get all the way over here, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what are you doing? You're not really seeking asylum. You're just seeking to get somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think that, I mean, I've said this before, but I think that we do need to look at our immigration laws. It is a long, complicated process, mm-hmm. But it should be in a certain way, right? We can't just let everybody in. It's impossible, right? Yeah. Look at the streets in LA and San Francisco.
Exactly.
You know, and I'm not saying, oh, everybody's going to come over here and they're going to be homeless. It's like, no, we have people that already live here, that have lived here, that are citizens that are completely homeless, and they're, you know, they're causing health issues. Mm-hmm. You know, but because we don't want to hurt feelings, there's no way to necessarily a good way to deal with that.
Yeah. No, there isn't.
I don't know what the answer is to the whole homelessness thing, but it certainly isn't to add more people to the population.
Hmm. A start is the wall to make sure they don't try to cross through the desert, risk their lives to go through ports of entry.
Yeah, I mean, I think that as a deterrent, it's a good one. I wouldn't say necessarily like, oh, it's going to be 100% effective. No, It's not. Right.
And I was talking to Rebecca about this, how Republicans need to take a page out of the Democrats' book and start selling the wall as a humanitarian thing, and you know, not just try to sell it with fear of like, oh, well, they're going to take over. It's like, no, like, look, there's people dying out there in the desert.
I think yeah. We do need to set. I saw pictures of that. I saw pictures of you know, it was like a dad and his daughter.
It was heartbreaking
to see that, you know, because mm-hmm. it's like, dude, like, because they thought, like, at some point they thought, oh, I'll just get there and it'll be cool and everything will be fine.
Right.
You know, I'll get free healthcare like the Democrats are saying. You know, and that's not the reality. The reality is that it's a very harsh trip. And it's filled with dangers. And it was heartbreaking for me to see, you know, that, you know, the dad and the girl were dead. Mm-hmm. All because it was just, you know, oh, if we just get there, it'll be fine. Like that's where our lack of enforcement has the perception of being, and it shouldn't be that way. Mm-mm. I mean,
and to, you know, Rosie, like they live in these conditions because these facilities were not built for such an influx of illegal immigrants.
No,
we did not expect thousands of people to come. I don't know, on average before this, how many would come across the border?
Well, I mean, before what? Because
before the caravans.
This was already happening under the Obama administration.
No, like but I mean the facilities capacity of.
I understand. Yeah. I understand. But the problem is that like, the media makes it seem like this is something that's recent. This is something that's been happening since 2016. That is 100% not the case.
False.
It's been happening, right? And, and the thing is if we continue the way that we are, you can't build these facilities fast enough. Mm-mm. Like, there's just no way. It's impossible. You could have construction crews working 25 hours a day, 8 days a week, and it wouldn't be enough.
Yeah. Right.
Because it's just, there's that many people coming.
There's quite a few. I mean, Obama was known as the deporter in chief.
Yeah, but, you know, that's a lot of people seem to forget that.
Of course.
It's interesting to me. Like, I was watching, I was at my mom's house not too long ago, and Univision was on, and they had the news. And, man, it's just Orange Man Bad after Orange Man Bad story. Like, there was a story of, like, you know, they were having... They were having a story about healthcare and the lack thereof in Venezuela, and like kids with cancer, you know, that were lacking treatment, and and I'm watching the story. I'm like, okay, how are they going to spin this? And then, sure enough, halfway through the report, oh yeah, but you know, because of the recent U.S. sanctions, no,
that's not why.
No, that's not why. This has been going on for a long time now. It's because socialism fails. It's not because of you know, the current administration here that somehow wrecked the government there. Like, it was already in a downturn. Mm-hmm. And it's been in a downturn. Maybe they should have tried real socialism, because that's what they keep telling us. Like, every time we see a failed example of it, oh, well, they didn't implement it the right way. Oh, it was done wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what's the right way?
Not to do it. That's the only right way.
Not the right way, indeed.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Did you guys see that interview with Gavin Newsom? The reporter was claiming about him taking money from PG&E.
When?
It was actually a couple days ago.
I didn't see it.
I'll show you guys the video later. But yeah, let me see if I could find it. Oh, we don't have the little thing to connect. You guys could hear it. But he tell him, he's like, why is it that they're going through, you know, court because of the whole...
Yeah, because of the fire.
Yeah. And he's like, why are you taking money from them if they're criminals and mm-hmm. use it for your campaign and stuff like that? I don't know. It was...
What'd he say?
Nothing.
Because I'm Democrat.
Nothing. He kept on avoiding the question.
Of course.
Yeah.
They're masters at doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, when it comes to actual personal responsibility of, you know... In this instance, right? Like, there's like, oh... You know, these are the same people that claim, like, oh, you know, corporations aren't people. They shouldn't have speech. Yeah, but they should have responsibility, especially when it's negligence and it causes an entire town to just be wiped off the map. You know, multiple people lost their lives. Multiple people lost everything they owned, all because they didn't want to perform, because they wanted to put more money out for their shareholders.
Yeah.
You know, like that type of stuff. I don't know. There happens to be a lot of government intervention and a lot of encouragement to hold people responsible. Like, on the way in, I was hearing a story about how, the families of people who died at the Las Vegas shooting are suing gun manufacturers because they designed the weapon specifically to be modified in a certain way to make them fire like fully automatic weapons. And it's like, no, like that, like, A, they didn't design them. It's an old design. Like, let's say the AR-15 was used. You know, that design has been around, you know, since the 50s. Mm-hmm. And it's very specifically designed for the civilian market in a way to where it can't be easily converted. And if you do convert it, you're breaking the law. That's already illegal, you know. So I don't know. It sucks to me. It's like in seeing that, mm-hmm. it's like I get where they're coming from, but the problem is that the only people that are going to get paid are the lawyers. Like, it's not going to be anybody. And the people paying them is not going to be the gun companies, and it's not going to be the federal firearms licensees that sold them. That sold him those firearms because they did everything, you know, according to the law. It's going to be those families because they thought that they were going to get something out of someone, and they're not. I mean, I just don't see that going anywhere.
Right. Yeah, I don't either, man.
Yeah.
So did the gas prices go up?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did.
Yeah, starting... well, the it was first. Weird because on the first, like... Mm-hmm. So I filled up at the... There's a Sam's Club by where I work. And I usually will fill up there. And it was $3.27 mm-hmm. on the first. And it was $3.27 like a few days before. Then it went up to $3.37 like on the second. And then today it was back down to $3.27.
Interesting.
Like it was just weird. Like I was like, wow, it went up for, you know, it went up 10 cents on one day and then it just went away.
It's like, psych. Just kidding. Not yeah. going up.
I thought I had an adapter for that here, but I guess I don't.
Here, I'm going to... How are you guys?
Oh, you found the video?
Yeah, I found it. Yeah. I just wanted to put it on the right place. Hold on.
...and the spending group helping him to win office. So we had a simple question. Why is that okay? We asked the governor to sit and chat with us at a time and place of his choosing. He didn't accept. So we showed up to ask him today. Governor, why is it okay for you to take money from a felon?
And you know that the way you frame that is going to lead me to ask you to flesh
your office out. Is aware of my question. I've tried to schedule time to talk with you about this.
I don't know what you're
PG&E was convicted of six federal felonies in 2016. After that, you took more than $200,000 to help get elected. How should people trust you to be running the show to come up with the solution?
I wish you luck with whatever you're working on, but that's a strange question.
So. Well, I know it's a strange question. It's a strange time, but there's a convicted federal felon making campaign donations in this state to our duly elected leaders, including the speaker, who took almost $9,000.
Yeah, look, we're trying to focus on
this. It's a serious question. You don't think people want an answer to that?
We are focusing very, very collaboratively on addressing the issue of not only one IOU that went bankrupt, but the prospects of two IOUs going bankrupt, the prospect that two in Southern California will have a downgrade in their bond rating.
Well aware of the issue, is it okay for you to take the money from them with the felony conviction? Yes. They're still serving their sentence for crying out loud.
We have additional questions.
Yeah. Yeah. A policy question about the wildfire.
You're not going to answer. You're not going to answer the question.
Of course.
I don't know what more I can say that will.
You can say whether you agree it was okay to take money from a felon, and will you give it back?
We have additional questions.
I know you have additional questions. All right.
Policy questions about the wildfire bill.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Typical. I'm not surprised.
No.
Not surprised at all, man.
No, he's and I'm sure he threw a tantrum after that. You know, once he walked away from that.
Cause that's what I was thinking. Too.
He's there's video of him throwing a tantrum at some, somebody asking him questions.
Not surprised at all.
Sorry.
You know, orange man bad though.
Yeah.
bastard.
Yeah. And another interesting news, there's Democrats protesting border crossings.
What?
Yeah, from when Trump crossed over to the North Korean border and being the first president in the U.S.
But open borders, though.
Yeah, but not that one.
Oh, not that one? No. Why not, though?
Because if you're friendly with North Korea, then it means you can't go to war with them.
Aren't the Democrats the party of peace?
Well, there was a thing that was published recently about Tulsi Gabbard being too conservative in terms of her anti-war.
That was interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, speaking of Tulsi and the debates, I think I liked her probably the best from the first one. The second one I haven't seen yet completely, and that's the beginning of the fireworks because this week is 4th of July, and of course people are testing out the fireworks.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Seeing the response time on the cops. Yeah. So, anyways.
But, I mean, yeah.
They didn't give her enough time to talk.
They didn't give it. Dude, it's a fucking shit show.
It is a shit show.
Not only is it a shit show, but they already know who's going to get the nomination. I'm calling it now.
Who do you think it is?
Who?
It's going to be between Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
You know what? I think since Kamala Harris called out Joe Biden, calling him a racist pretty much, right? I think when Joe becomes president, Kamala's going to be the vice president.
I think they'll run together. I think that Kamala being a vice president mm-hmm. is not in the cards. It's not part of their grand plan.
You don't think so?
No. No. She didn't sleep her way all the way there just to be vice president.
Damn.
Look it up. I'm not it's making true. That up.
He's not making
that I'm up. Not making that up. She totally slept all her way through her political career. Wow. It's very well known and very well reported. But, you know, I mean...
Was she doing this while smoking weed and listening to Tupac?
Yes. Even though Tupac hadn't put anything out, like, around
while
that time.
She was in college?
Yeah. Yeah, that was interesting. It's like, oh, you were in college, but Tupac hadn't put anything out, but you were listening to him. Interesting.
She was that ahead of her time, dude.
I guess so, yeah.
You don't know. She was underground, man.
Really underground.
She was the original hipster. Like, dude, I've liked Tupac before he even came out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Andrew Yang, I don't like him. I sent him a request for $1,000 via Facebook Messenger, and he still hasn't paid me.
What a jerk.
Yeah, I mean, I do see what he's doing. Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting. In watching some of the videos from Tim Pool, it's interesting that he notes, and a lot of people noted, that like he didn't get to talk a whole lot. Not just that, but like his microphone was shut off.
It was.
As was other people's. Mm-hmm. I think, or what the hell is her name? Marion something, the crazy...
Catford. The hippie lady.
Yes.
I'm gonna run on love or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. I found her interesting.
She was very interesting. I guess some Republicans were donating to her campaign because they want to keep seeing her in the debate.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah. But be careful though. Be careful who you troll, because they try to troll Trump and now he's our president.
Yeah. Well, I don't necessarily think that's gonna work out that way, but. Who knows? Stranger things have happened.
They have.
But it's, I watched, I didn't, like, the first night of the debates, mm-hmm. honestly, I didn't even know they were going on, so I caught up, like, when somebody had posted something about him, it was probably, like, 20 minutes, 30 minutes in already. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I missed a big part of it, but, like, the next day, I caught, like, so I missed the the terrible attempts at Spanish.
Beto and Spartacus.
Yeah. I missed that. Like, if I had seen it, I would have started laughing.
My gosh, man. When Beto started speaking Spanish, and then Spartacus' face, when he looked at him, he's like...
You did the thing.
You did the thing I was going to do. Yeah. I was going to speak Spanish.
Yeah. And, like, the thing is, it's like, dude, you're asked a question, right? And then it's like you have like, and then you answer in the most fucking Taco Bell Spanish that fucking anybody's fucking heard. It was terrible. It's like who the fuck like listens to that and thinks like, yeah, that guy speaks Spanish. I'm totally gonna vote for him.
He gets it, even though his real name's Robert O'Rourke.
Yeah,
and he's not even Mexican.
He's Irish, maybe.
Yeah,
he's Irish.
Yeah,
he's Irish. And I think he hit someone. He has a hit and run.
Oh, that's nice.
I think he's talked about hitting children with his car.
Shut up.
Yeah, no joke.
I haven't heard about that.
Yeah,
that's a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he has a DUI. But anyways, but that's in the past. You know, that's in the past. But yeah, dude, Corey's was probably the worst.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Like, Corey it was Booker's fucking terrible.
Was terrible.
Yeah.
But the memes that came out of it, though, the videos where he's wearing the sombrero and it was getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
That was great.
Some racist black dude got mad because I posted that video and he saw it on my feed and he was like, oh, you have him in a sombrero, you should be ashamed. Julian Castro, because you see this is the beginning of the video and it shows like on the screenshot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like, dude, like, watch the video, it's hilarious.
Watch the video and then talk to me.
Yeah, yeah.
But Julian Castro, I didn't like either. I can't say, I gotta say, I just like Tulsi. Tulsi Gabbard, I liked.
She was on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Was she?
Yeah. And like, I like her policy of, you know, being non-interventionist and, you know, her basically being anti-war.
Yeah.
But other than that, there's not a whole lot there for me that I agree with.
She's an Iraq veteran? Or is that?
I want to say yes. Mm-hmm. I know she was a medic. I know she was a medic, but I don't remember exactly. Where she deployed to. I don't know if it was Iraq or Afghanistan.
Ah.
Yeah.
One of those two. But
yeah. So, I mean, yeah, from that perspective, I could totally understand her stance, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, you see the effects of it, like, literally firsthand. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you know, that part I totally understand. I think that, you know, and the thing is like, we, of course, there's no credit given to, you know, the current administration for not reacting in a way that, you know, would have messed things up in Iran right now, mm-hmm. over the drone being shot down, because Orange Man bad.
Right. He can't do anything right.
But it's like, you know, if he would have like hit strategic targets and you know, somebody's cat died, it would have been the worst thing ever. Meanwhile, he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything. He didn't drone strike people extrajudiciously without a trial. Or a kid sitting out there, you know, a 16-year-old kid sitting outside of a cafe.
Or Doctors Without Borders facility.
Yeah, but, you know, that's fine. You know,
that's okay.
Yeah.
Greatest president ever.
Good times.
Two terms.
Yeah.
Good job, Barry.
Yeah.
But man, so I don't know. I got to catch up on the second one. I know Bernie, they asked him, like, what is your plan as far as healthcare for all and how are you going to achieve it? And he said, we're going to do it the same way that the women's suffrage movement did it. But, and all this stuff, like, he's like, we're going to fight. We're going to stand up. We're going to fight. And there's going to be healthcare for everybody. Okay, but what's your
plan? But how? Like how?
We couldn't answer. How, Sway? Great. How, Sway? You don't got the answer, Sway.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, how are you? How do you plan on doing this? And here's the thing is, like, it's funny because some, like, it seems like Bernie kind of jumped the shark. Like, people have already out-Bernied Bernie. You know,
like, oh, for sure,
like, you know, Yang saying he's gonna do universal health care but also give people $1,000 a month, like, that's out burning Bernie, you know. And so I don't think I as much as, you know, I think it was reprehensible that he got fucked over last election.
Oh, absolutely.
Now I think it's just for style points. He doesn't have a chance. I think people are seeing more through it, especially when you have somebody like Andrew Yang, where, you know, the dude is, you know, for, again, I don't necessarily agree with his ideas, but he's well spoken about him. Like, he understands, like, he has actual plans. You know, the one thing that surprised me, the one thing that really surprised me, mm-hmm. was, when the moderator was like, oh, so you're for giving people $1,000 a month. Like, how are you going to pay for that? And then he said that there was going to be a value-added tax, and that should account for some of the money. And the moderator was like, wait, so
you're gonna
give people money
and tax them.
And then, like, they're going to have less spending power because now they're going to have to pay for a value-added tax. Like, he's like, oh, you know, it seemed like, if to me, it was like, wow, like, I'm surprised they called him out on that.
Yeah.
You know?
But he's not the favorite, though. He's not the candidate that they want. No. That's
so,
why.
No, so that's why they'll shoot down his idea at that level. But, like, you know, asking, you know, Cory Booker or somebody, like, or you know, what the fuck is that other guy's name? Swalwell.
Oh,
yeah, Mr. Fucking We Got Nukes. Like, he's gonna fucking nuke gun owners. Like, that's how that's that guy, you know? Like, oh, that's your plan for confiscating guns, how you got nukes.
That's okay. The pass the torch guy, right?
He kept saying that.
Yeah.
He kept saying that, looking right at fucking
Biden.
Right at Biden. And it's like, no, dude, like, stop. Like, mm-hmm. it was clever the first time,
mm-hmm.
but, like, he said it like four or five times, and it was like, okay, dude, stop.
When someone has a joke or a punchline and they keep saying it, it's like, all right, dude, it was funny.
It was funny, yeah.
You can stop now.
Yeah, yeah. We got it. We got it the first time around. We got it.
Get it? I told him to patch his torch.
Yeah, because he's old as fuck.
Get it? Because he said it. Get it?
Yeah, because he said that, and now he's old as fuck, and, like, his teeth are weird. Like,
I looked him right in the eye, and I was like, hey, man, pass the torch.
Bro, pass the torch, bro. Pass it to the left.
Come on, man. Quit hogging the torch. You're old. Get it?
Yeah. Pass the torch, bro.
I'm so going to win.
It reminds me of this old thing.
Emilio!
It's older right there, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, man. So, I don't know. It was, like, It was definitely a shit show, but it wasn't as entertaining as I was hoping it would be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, except for, you know, the hippie lady. She was pretty entertaining.
Oh, my gosh. But you know what? She did bring up a good point about healthcare.
Like, yeah, yeah, I will say that.
Like, she did. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, where she was like, oh, like, we're not really, it's not really healthcare, it's sickness care. Like, mm-hmm. we're treating them. But it's like, and then I thought about it, I'm like, well, yeah, like when she first started talking about that idea, yeah. it was like, yeah, like we wait till people are sick and then we treat them. It's like, yeah, like that's what you do. but then she had also brought up like, you know, other policies of like, you know, food concerns and environmental concerns mm-hmm. and other medication concerns and stuff like that. I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Yeah. You know, not that people aren't getting enough essential oils, basically, is what she's saying.
So is she selling essential oils?
I don't know.
Did you guys see when
she definitely uses essential oils for sure.
Did you guys see when they asked them like who would give up their healthcare? Their private insurance.
No, none of them raised their hand.
I was like, wow. I was like, okay.
It says a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like,
Because it was like, the question was
that like, shit, I was like, fuck.
Like, oh, if it was health, it was Medicare for all, like, you know, how many of you would, you know, give up your private health care? And none of them did it.
Nope.
But when it was asked, like, how many under your plan, how many have a plan to, when you do health care for all, to cover undocumented people, you know, everybody's hand went up. Like, and it was funny because there was a couple of stragglers when I saw that. Like, I rewatched that part. There was a couple of stragglers.
Biden for sure. Like, he went like this. He was like, it was finger first, and then the rest of the fingers, and then like, hand, commit. And then.
And then, yeah. Well, it's because he was thinking about, he's held on to the torch for so long that he couldn't raise his hand because he's held on because he's old as fuck. yeah. So I thought that was interesting. It's like, okay, look, like you're already like, some of you bring up concerns. Like, how are we going to like, look, here's the thing is you under Obamacare, like people were being fined. Because they didn't buy their own health care, like they did to pitch in for to pay for other people, right? And now you're going to add even more people to that. It's like, you know, somebody had brought up the example of like, you know, if all three of us are sitting here and we're like, yeah, let's call and order a pizza. It's like, yeah, we'll split it. Oh, it's $30. I'll give you $10. Everybody, you know, right. pays $10. Get a couple slices of pizza. We'll be good. And then all of a sudden, like 40 people show up. And, oh, okay, no, don't worry. You guys can get pizza too. It's like, well, wait, that's not what I agreed to. Like,
yeah, that's not,
like I'm actually hungry. I actually kind of want some pizza.
Yeah, you know? I'm fucked. Yeah,
yeah, like, well, that's going to be our health care, basically, under those plans.
I find it hilarious that we can't even pay for your universal health care here for us, but we'll open borders. And anybody comes in. It's like, at that point,
then you don't
everyone's going to come here.
Yeah, because the combination of no enforcement plus free health care. Like, of course people are going to, like, just pour over the border and get health care. And, I mean, it's already bad enough now, right? Like, one of the things that, like, Kamala Harris brought up is the situation where, like, oh, you know, your child's sick and you're sitting in front of the emergency room and you know it's going to be expensive. Okay, I'll grant you that. That is a possibility, right? But then there's also the part of it's like, okay, now you walk in and then you have to wait. Because there's tons of people there who use the emergency room as their urgent care, as mm-hmm. their primary care physician.
Yep.
That's the only time they go to the doctor.
Or place to sleep.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah,
that too. Homeless people go there, they feign sickness, and so they can get a bed to sleep on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because they can't turn anybody down. Now, I'm not saying like, oh, you know, that's one of the things we have to do. Like, no, I understand that. But it's just that like, like somebody was like they a lot of them kept saying like healthcare is a human right, but it's not though. Healthcare is a product. There's no like what other human right do we have that people will universally agree upon? That's a product.
Oh, a product.
Okay. There's nothing else.
No.
There's nothing. But healthcare all of a sudden is like no, it's a product, and therefore. It is limited in supply. You can't say everybody gets health care. Just snap your fingers and it's going to happen. Like, no. But Canada does it. Yes, but Canada does it poorly. Not as, you know, not as fucked up as, you know, some of the policies and some of the costs and all that stuff of our healthcare system is. It could be worse. There are people from Canada coming here to pay for private healthcare to get taken care of much sooner, you know, and that's just it. I mean, here's the thing is all this, like the previous iteration of healthcare, like the reason why those candidates didn't raise their hand is because they have no idea what it is. They exempted themselves all throughout that process, so they get their own private health care.
Yep.
They exempted themselves. They're not. They have nothing to do with Obamacare. So they just they don't see it. It doesn't affect them at all. You know. Whereas, like, the way I look at it is if you're gonna have government run health care, it's gonna be a very close example, like the VA, and B. Combine the VA and the DM and the DMV. Granted, DMV is local level.
Oh man!
But but it's universal. Like, there's very few, and well, I won't say it's universal because there's other states that run their DMV a lot better. But just California's DMVs.
There's some are counties just that just run terrible. DMV better.
I mean, AAA runs a lot of what DMV does, and it's a private. You know, it's a private entity,
that's true, yeah.
And they does a way better job.
Registration, right? Do they do renewals?
What kind of renewals?
Registration renewals.
Oh yeah. New registrations, renewals,
and they'll have your stickers right there.
Yeah. They'll even give you plates.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. But, you know, they don't do licenses. I know they don't do that.
No. But it's actually affordable if you want to do triple. Well, it depends what plan you get, but yeah.
I mean, depending on how often you go, it's almost worth it just to pay just to have that.
Yeah, know, exactly.
Just to be able to go.
I've been using it so much when my tire blew or something and I don't have, like, the right thing, I would call them and they'll just be there in, like, 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's crazy.
Did you guys hear about that girl that... was charged with manslaughter after she was shot?
I saw the headline. I didn't get to read the story.
So, this girl... So, here's the thing. This is one thing I didn't like that the media was doing with the story. So, they were kind of pushing this as like, oh, see, women's rights, abortion rights are being infringed upon. And so, women are in danger because the baby died. So, they're blaming her. And so, now she's going to go to jail. Well, no, not exactly. If you read the story... She started the fight. It was over a baby daddy drama thing. She's pregnant with, you know, her baby daddy's baby or whatever. Yeah. So she was fighting this other girl. I don't know what the drama was, but she instigated the fight. She continued the fight. So the other girl pulled out the gun, of course, shot her in the stomach or whatever multiple times. I think like 5 times, something like that. Mm-hmm. Baby ended up dying. The mom was charged with manslaughter, which, in my opinion, I think it's a little bit of overkill, maybe with child endangerment, maybe. And then the shooter probably with involuntary manslaughter, even though it was, you know, it was, whatchamacallit, stand your ground.
Yeah, I mean, there's, okay, in that situation, like, here's the thing is if you're somebody... that carries a concealed firearm, like, you can't just go out, look for trouble, like, mm-hmm. poke fights, start fights, and then shoot somebody and be justified. Like, it doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't. But the person that shot was not the one that started the
No, fight. I understand. Yeah. Oh, okay, good. What I'm saying is, like, I guess in understanding it that way, mm-hmm. like, she did put the child in danger.
She did.
Like, she was 100% the cause of that.
Right. Because she started the fight and she continued the fight even though the girl was trying to... walk away, yeah, like
defuse it
and walk away. Whether she continued the fight,
okay, yeah, no, I'm okay with that.
She could have walked away.
So as far as her getting charged with manslaughter, I don't know about that. Personally, I don't know about that part. But
no, I mean, if here's the thing, mm-hmm. is different states have different definitions of what manslaughter is.
Okay,
just like enough. Different states have different definitions of what assault is and what battery is. Mm. So those are, you know, maybe it's conditional on you know, maybe that's what they're basing it on. And if we actually read the law of what what's chargeable for manslaughter, maybe it would make more sense. You know, it's
Know. But the and just the way that the news and the media are pushing the story was like, okay, so like women's lives are in danger because if they have a miscarriage, then they're gonna go to jail. That's not the case
at all. No, that's not what happened. No. Mm-hmm. It's not like, oh, like she was driving, she got in a car accident and the baby died and then they charged her. Like, no, that's not what happened.
Not at all.
No. It was a situation that she put herself in, and not just put herself in, but put somebody else in.
Her baby.
Yeah. So and I don't I'm okay with that.
Yeah, so that was pretty crazy. Speaking of crazy, so my trip to Atlanta.
Oh yeah.
Dude. So Atlanta's, I love Atlanta. It's pretty crazy. It's hot. It's humid.
I passed through. Oh, did you fly Delta?
I flew Southwest.
Oh, man.
I flew Southwest.
But Delta, isn't that where Delta has their big hub, I think?
I believe they do.
Yeah, because I think that's where I passed through. It's a huge airport.
Oh, it's huge. I think it's one of the biggest in the world. It's
massive.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's ginormous, man. But anyways, so I was out there, and then the subway system, the public transportation system is very efficient. I wish they had that here. But they have crazy people in the subways. But anyways, on the flight back, so we're supposed to fly back. We have a layover in Dallas. And then crazy shit, you know, there's a storm rolling in. We're like, all right, let's leave. Let's go. But the pilot said that, you know, we're not able to go yet. We don't have clearance. And so then it starts raining. There's a bunch of lightning. And I'm recording the lightning, and in the distance I see a bunch of like explosions, like damn. You know when Transformers blow up. Right. I saw like maybe 3 or 4. I saw, damn it! So the pilot's like, "All right, we were in the plane for about almost 3 hours. Okay, it's time to go back. We gotta take you guys back to the gate."
Yeah, because I by law you can only stay in the plane for a certain amount of time. Yeah.
Right, and they had to take us back. And so they're like, "All right, it's delayed for right now, but we already knew it's canceled. Our flight's canceled." So then we're there and it's canceled and we got to figure out how we're going to get back home.
Big lines of a bunch of people trying. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, dude. Four to 600 flights were canceled. So imagine how many people in each plane.
Yeah.
It was a nightmare. Southwest wasn't really trying to, you know, put us like on different flights. They won't put you on a different airline. It's part of their policy. They don't use another airline.
Yeah.
It has to specifically be with Southwest. So we were in the airport for 27 hours.
Damn.
And then we were supposed to be home by Sunday, but we didn't leave until Tuesday. And dude, that I stayed up like over 24 hours trying to figure out what's going on, whether we're going to get a flight or not, and it's not right, and just staying up with family and teammates and all that, and just, you know, try to keep the good vibes going, because being in an airport sucks. Just being stuck there.
Yeah.
But we finally got home, but that shit fucked me up, man, because I got, like, the dry air from the airplanes, like, it messes you up.
Yeah.
Like, my sinuses were hurting. And I was out for a bit. It was terrible. It's horrible. I don't know if you guys. You said you've been in that situation.
Yeah, sort of. Not to that extent. Not that long. But yeah, just being like uncertain of what the hell's going on. Like really sucks. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. And then we had someone that needed medication, but their medication was in the luggage, and our luggage was already on its way to LAX. It's like, how in the hell is our luggage on its way to LAX when we're still stuck here?
Yeah, that makes no sense. I don't know how that works.
And they didn't even offer, like, food vouchers. Like, I was tweeting at them. Like, I was like, dude, what's up? Like, no food vouchers, nothing. Like, but unfortunately, because it's an act of nature. It's
weather-related, yeah.
And they couldn't do it, yeah.
They're not really responsible for it.
They're not. But still, though.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
That's crazy. That is fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sucked ass.
Yeah. Okay. There's a, it's funny because there's a game show on Netflix where they keep the contestants up for 24 hours and then they have them do like, you know, they have them play the games. And they'll like, it's a cool, the concept is really cool. Like they'll have them. So they have, but like they stay up for 24 hours counting quarters. and then they have to remember.
Oh, I think I have seen that.
Yeah, they have to remember how many quarters they counted.
That's concentration to the max right there. Yeah, you gotta be.
The one thing, like, I was like, oh, why am I not seeing anybody do this? Like, remember how when we were in Livingston, we used to, like, when it was like, oh, you have to run those in bundles of 200.
Yeah.
We would count 200, and then we would use our thumb.
Right.
To, like, because you could feel, like, the difference. Like, I never saw anybody, like, make a stack of, like, you know, $5 and then, like, measure it, like, stacks with that. I never saw anybody do that. I was like, it seems like that would be a more efficient way to do it, but I just see people counting them one by one.
Yeah, instead of just stacking them. Like,
okay. Yeah, just make stacks. Like, and then just if you have to dump them in there, but just keep track of how many stacks you have.
Because you have a big, because I think I've seen it, they have a big ass table.
Yeah.
So you can stack a shitload on there.
Yeah, you could.
And then, you know, just get that count and just go.
Yeah, once this, you get this, to 100
this,
bucks.
This. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's a cool show, but it's interesting. But yeah, it's if you haven't done it often, and I don't think many people do it often, but I mean, it's one of those things like, yeah, you have, like, it's a different, once you're up that long, shit gets weird, man.
Yeah.
Shit gets weird.
Yeah. I could see. You know, when was it? A couple of days ago, I was just, some stupid thing just came out of my mind. I was like, man, I remember when we didn't have cell phones, we have collect calls. Do you remember that shit when you have to, like, go picked up? And then you had to leave a message of who's calling. You'd be like, pick me up. I'm over here by Rubidoux High School.
I'll be in the back.
Because you're supposed to be, like, you're supposed to say your name for the collect call.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you just say your location.
It's like, hey, mom, ready to be picked up. I'll be in the front of the school or I'll be in the back of the school.
Do you accept the charges? No.
And then you just would leave.
Yeah. 10 minutes later. I was just thinking about that shit.
Yeah. That's crazy.
We're just pagers, man.
I was like, my kids would never know that.
That was our social media was pagers.
Yeah.
Party lines.
Party lines. AOL chat.
That's funny.
Quiere pirote. We used to go on party lines and piss people off. Like, because there'd be guys on the party line, like, spitting game at girls. And it was, I don't know how people kept track of conversations, but we did. We kept track of conversations.
That was the early days of trolling.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we would just kill this guy's game that was just trying to get at this girl. And the funny thing is, you didn't know what this person looked like. For all you know,
they could look like fucking just terrible.
Look like what's her face from Drew Carey show. What's her name?
Mimi.
Oh, Mimi. Mimi.
Mimi.
Like me, frog it up.
That's funny.
Speaking of, you don't know what women look like. The Dalai Lama recently said that if he gets reincarnated as a woman,
he would like to be a hot chick.
He would like to be a hot chick.
And I mean, like here's the thing: is like, why not? Right? Like, I mean, you know, I guess it's, you know, it's like the saying goes, like, if you're going to walk on thin ice, you might as well dance, right? Like, if you're going to be, if you're going to be reincarnated and you're going to be reincarnated as a woman, why wouldn't you want to be a hot woman? Like, that doesn't make, like, how is that, but apparently it's offensive, you know, to say that. And so I don't know. I don't see how that's.
He's been on thin ice lately, Dalai Lama, man.
Well, yeah, because he mentioned that, like, that if Europe wasn't careful, it was going to turn into Africa.
Yeah.
Which is understandable, right? And he was saying, like, oh, you know, people need it. Like, they need to start sending them back. He's like, but the thing that I, like, that really made sense to me, and I was like, how could people take issue with this? He said, you know, they need to start sending these people back, but they need to start sending them back with skills, you know? Like, they should learn a skill and then go back to their country and apply it there.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, yeah, that makes sense. Like, how is that
better?
How is that negative?
It's not a bad thing.
No.
I mean, overall, it's a positive, really. I mean, you're encouraging that, you know, the people are already there. Instead of giving them money, give them a skill.
Give a man a fish, feed him for a day, teach him how to fish, feed him for a lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, if you build a man a fire, you know, he's warm for the night. But if you set him on fire, then he's warm for the rest of his life.
He'll never be cold.
Yeah, he's warm for the rest of his life.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah. That's new, and I haven't heard that one.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same concept, right? Kind of. But
I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it serves its purpose, right? It's lighting someone on fire. They'll never be hungry either.
Yeah, it's true.
They'll never be hungry. They'll never be cold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
they might still be homeless.
Well, not for long.
Unless you bury them. Yeah. It is what it is.
It'd be like a Russian blanket.
Dude, when Carlos told me a story about the Russian blanket.
Oh my god, dude, he told me about it. I had tears laughing.
Oh my god,
it was funny because I saw Carlos' reaction. I was like, yo,
because he told me, I picked him up because we were gonna go shooting. I picked mm-hmm. him up,
yeah,
and he told me the story, dude. And I was driving. I was like, dude, I was laughing so fucking hard,
dude. So you guys were seeing it for like I don't know. It had to be like a couple of weeks. And I was going along with it.
It wasn't a couple weeks. It was
maybe
a week.
A week. And I was going along with it thinking, okay, what are these guys talking about Russian blanket? It just sounds funny.
Yeah.
And you guys were saying, you know, chewy Russian blanket too. So I was like, okay. So I was trying to, you know, put some piece together. But I was totally way off.
Yeah.
Way off.
And wow. So was Eddie.
He was way off as well. But I did look up Russian blanket on Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
And a Russian blanket is pretty much getting drunk until you're not cold. That's what a Russian blanket is. Drinking enough vodka to the point where you're not
cold. That's not the way I meant it.
No.
Yeah.
No. So, Eddie, would you like to explain to us what?
I don't remember.
What he meant to say was a Dutch oven.
Yeah, he meant to say Dutch oven.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but what he actually said was a Russian blanket.
So from now on. That's
right, because I was eating Taco Bell.
Yeah, and there was a bunch of cheese, right?
Right.
And he said something about, you know, something Dutch ovens. Like, damn, what is this, a Dutch oven, right? And so now
it's a Russian blanket.
It's a Russian blanket. Yeah. It's no longer a Dutch oven. You've changed the world now.
I have changed.
Look at you.
Yeah, see?
Oh, man.
Changing minds.
Innovator over here.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Damn, watch out freaking what's stupid Tesla?
Elon Musk.
Watch out, Elon Musk. Here comes Eddie Saha with his innovation.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Wow. And just like the fucking stupid
the great philosopher over here.
What was it? The donkey in the desert.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck like a donkey in the desert.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you say stuff that doesn't make sense, but at the same time, it does make sense.
It does make sense. The Russian blanket made sense. That's the thing. That was the hilarious part. He's like, because the thing that really fucked me up, he's like, I knew exactly what he meant. Like, it didn't even, like, it took me a little bit, but it didn't take me that long. He's like, I knew exactly what he meant.
That's over 20 years of friendship right there.
So you already know your language.
Yeah. Even if you don't know your own language, we know your language.
So, since you guys are parents, is it the same thing with kids? Like, you guys already know what your kids mean by, like, they're babbling or...
Sometimes.
Not to say you're babbling, but...
No, but yeah. Like, they'll say some stuff they're trying to explain, and you're like, what? And then you're trying to dissect it, and then you're like, okay, I get it. And then they'll do it again, but they'll do it a little bit different, but you know what they mean now.
Yeah.
Got it. So that's the kind of relationship we have with Eddie.
Yeah. Damn.
But yeah. Oh, man.
Dude, so last week I was... Rebecca took me out to... Not last week. Yeah, it was last week.
Yeah.
Last week. Rebecca took me out to L.A. for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
We went to... I've been wanting her to go to Mrs. Fish because my brothers and I, we went there after the Dodger game. And... really good sushi, really good drinks, and they have a live jazz band playing. So we went there. Food was great. She enjoyed it, which I was happy about. I was like, I knew she would love it.
You're like, yes, I get to come back.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so they have an aquarium in there. Unfortunately, we didn't stay long enough for the live band. The live band's awesome. But then afterwards, we went to a bookstore called The Last Bookstore. I don't know if you guys have heard of this bookstore.
No.
So The Last Bookstore, and... this bookstore is huge. Tons of books, a lot of rare books. And then on top, they have a bunch of artwork. And, like, there's this archway that's made of pure books.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's all books. It's pretty cool. Then after that, while I was in the airport in Atlanta, I think it was, I saw on TV they were showcasing this bar in L.A., downtown L.A., called The Wolves. And they were interviewing this Japanese dude talking about how they make their drinks, everything they source from a local market, like all their ingredients. They make their own liqueurs and make their own bitters out of whatever, you know.
Yeah,
herbs and spices.
They get right from the market that day. And I was like, oh, that's cool. I want to check that out. I said that at the airport. And then I was looking on Yelp that night, and I was like, oh, crap, that place is, like, right around the corner from where we're at.
Yeah.
And so I told Rebecca, I was like, we got to go check this place out. And I recommend go check out the wolves, because it's like walking through a time machine, through a time portal, because you're, like, transported back into, like, the, you know, late 1800s, early 1900s.
Yeah.
Everything in there is, like, antique. The ceiling is made from an old, like, stained glass ceiling from some Chicago subway.
Hmm.
The silverware, the one I had was from, like, 1847. The plates, they're mismatched, but they're old china that, you know, you would see, like, you know, grandma have or whatnot.
Yeah.
The booths were from, like, some old booths in some old diner. And they actually had a button there that you could push. I think it was for service from the diner from back in the day. We didn't want to push the button.
Bet you won't push that button, bitch.
Yeah. We asked the server. We were like, is this a button? She's like, I don't know. She's like, not sure. These are, like, old diner booths. She's like, but I'll tell you what, though. You push that button, I'm not coming, though, because it doesn't even work. It doesn't work, so you can push it all you want.
What's wrong with this thing?
And then I saw the guy that they interviewed on that TV show where I saw the bar, the Japanese dude. I saw him there. And he was wearing one leather glove.
Yeah.
Just a single leather black glove. And I was like, huh, that's odd. Like, it's pretty eccentric. But I noticed, though, afterwards that all the bartenders were wearing one glove. So my drinking glove idea is going to pick up sooner or later.
Okay, so the black glove signifies that, you know, you're making drinks. But the white glove is that you're a professional drinker.
There you go.
That's what it is.
Yeah. So I need to start carrying it. I need to bring it. I forgot it today.
Yeah, you forgot your drinking glove, dude.
I forgot my drinking glove. You know what? I didn't know if we were going to have a podcast today or not.
Yeah.
Just because forgive us, but it took us a while. Life happens. Man. That's the best part.
Well, that's why we're doing it today instead of Fridays, because there's Eddie's going to be traveling soon. So we're like, we got to do it today because we're not going to do it on Friday. So
yeah, it's been quite a while. And then, because I know the Fridays when we normally do it at 8:30. Larry heard me talking about it at my kid's party when I was telling him that I got nominated to be to be the coach for a club team. So they play every Friday. So usually they play at 7 or 8 o'clock. Those are the two. So last game was at 7.
Yeah.
And then I don't know how – they don't play this weekend, but they play next weekend.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Because if you come back at 8 o'clock, I think you can still do it.
Usually if the game's at 8,
it's right, usually get here right around 9. Yeah, it's right down the street.
If the game's at 8, I'll finish like at 9. I'll get here like around 9:30 the latest.
Yeah.
So that's the last time, I think it took a little while.
Yeah. What the fuck? I was gonna say something, but I forgot.
Oh, one more thing. The Perch. Have you guys heard of The Perch in downtown LA?
I heard of it, but I haven't
never been there.
Overrated. That's personally for me. Like, it wasn't my scene.
I heard that it's small, though.
It's small. It's small up there. There was hardly any space really to sit. I think maybe if it was more of a low key type thing where I could just chill, have a drink, cool. But it was just too packed. I didn't like the vibe. We walked in. As soon as we walked in, I didn't even have a drink. I was like, yeah, we can go. And then the skyline, like the view, is kind of a little underwhelming.
Oh.
It's not exactly, you know, like,
because we're from out of town and it's LA, but it's like, dude, I've
been there.
Yeah, I see it all the time.
Well, that's true. I think if you're gonna go to LA, you have to go like bars like where you went or something like that, like something you don't normally see, or you know, they have like murals or stuff like that, like LA kind of.
Yeah. Oh, and the artwork at Mrs. Fish was freaking dope. It was dope. And they have a bunch of Japanese whiskeys there. Really great selection.
We saw that.
You saw the 21, right?
Yeah, because it was I saw the three Hibiki bottles. And then I'm thinking it was like Harmony, 12, and 21.
Mm.
And I guess what I guessed is it was. But I don't know. They had a few other ones that I was like, I don't know what that is.
Mm-hmm. Had quite a few. Really good selection. I definitely recommend going to Miss Fish, The Wolves. Check out that bookstore. It's pretty dope. Yeah.
Cool.
All right. So I think I want to try something a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should decide now.
Okay.
What we're going to drink next week.
Next week?
Because it'll give us some time to look into it.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to do the random app or just we'll just pick something?
I think we should just pick something. Why all not? Right.
Let's do it.
Let's see here.
I think we got... So, I think one of the things that we had got was the Jim Beam Rye and the... the Jim Beam Rye and the... speaking of Jim Beam, moment of silence for 45,000 barrels gone.
That would burned.
Terrible.
If somebody's listening right now, we'll name some and see what suggestion you get.
You forgot the moment of silence, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I fucked that shit up. All
right.
But anyways. That's enough. But yeah, if somebody's listening right now, and we'll name some.
I was thinking we'd do the Jim Beam versus Jack Daniel's Rye.
Oh, there you go.
Jim Beam, Jack Daniel Rye. We got the Crown Rye.
The Crown Rye. What else?
Picked up Knob Creek Rye. I think we've been leaning a little bit heavier on the rise just because after Eddie liked Pikesville, we were like, okay, so we're back. We're back in business. Eddie does like rise.
I do. You
just have to find the right one.
You gotta find the right
one. Gotta ease your way in.
Yeah, Knob Creek. What else? Few. No, Few's not a rye, is it?
No. That one's the...
Is that the breakfast one?
Yeah, that's the maple syrup one.
We got the Few Bourbon.
Yeah.
Got Legion.
We got Glenlivet.
Green Spot we already did.
Yeah.
Dorado we already did. We
did that one.
Distiller's Co. we already did. Old Bardstown we haven't done.
No,
we haven't. That's bourbon though.
That Linger one.
Let's do a rye face off.
Yeah, you guys want to do the Jim Beam versus
Jim versus Jack.
Yeah.
The two names.
Oh, that'd be cool, yeah.
I mean they're the two biggest names in recognizable in American whiskey. Tennessee versus Kentucky.
That'd be interesting.
Ooh, the face off.
Wow. Yeah. So we'll do that.
Have it.
And then it'll give us some time to look a little bit into it, and do a little bit of research. Although, I mean, it's Jim Beam and Jack Daniels. I don't necessarily think that there's a whole lot there that people don't already know, but there's a lot of information available.
Some research in between the week as far as
Jim from my brothers?
Some tasting?
What's that?
Should we taste them beforehand?
No. I think we should still do it the way we do now. It's just we should plan ahead a little bit more.
So, like, a little more research.
Yeah. It'll give us time. That way we don't have an excuse if we show up and it's like, oh, we don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah, and this way you guys are.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a whole week.
We got homework, ladies.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to switch things up a little bit just because it's, see how it works out.
We should post it on.
Yeah, we can
on the media and just remembrance for us.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
To remind us.
Yeah. We can do that. Hopefully, we can actually see the pictures because today it was like, I guess everything was down.
Oh, it was down.
Yeah, it was. The videos and stuff like that.
Instagram and Facebook was down.
Yeah, they were all down. It was freaking out.
So, what do you guys think about the idea of the shirts? Yeah. That you think? I know we have to add more to it, but
I like it.
Yeah.
Eddie's wife, Arlene, she made these shirts, right? Your wife,
rocking
these? Yeah.
She got
with our logo.
Yeah.
That's pretty dope.
I don't know.
I like them.
We'll see what we'll do.
We'll see how they hold up.
Oh, they held up good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They held up really good.
Yeah.
I had this already for, 3 weeks, and I watched it a couple times. So.
Oh, really?
Oh,
mm-hmm.
That's why I made one first because I wanted to try it out first, see how it goes. But she finally found the right material for it that'll stick on there. So I don't know if you guys are interested out there for something, just
let us know if you guys want a shirt.
We'll figure out
the price range, price point.
Yeah, or maybe we'll do a giveaway or something.
Giveaway
and followers. Yeah. We'll see. We'll figure something out.
Wet t-shirt
something.
Contest? Who
yes.
knows?
Yes.
You know, all dudes, though.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
all
yeah.
dudes.
Yeah. No hot chicks. No, that's not because the Dalai Lama would not be. No, he would be okay with that, but everybody else would not be okay.
Only soy boys, though.
Oh, jeez.
Soy boys, please apply for the wet t-shirt contest. Just kidding. Yeah. Don't apply.
No.
Please don't. It was a joke.
They're not.
JK. So is that another Whiskey Talk in the books?
Yes, I think so.
I think that's another Whiskey Talk in the books.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff we missed, I'm sure.
Of course.
We'll think about it after. That always happens. After we get done, we're like, oh, damn,
of course. We should have talked about it, yeah.
But we just drink and talk smack.
Well, we're fairly caught up. I think that, you know, hopefully we're more...
fine-tuned?
There'll be less to cover next time.
I don't think we'll ever be fine tuned.
No. It's gonna take a lot more. I mean, yeah. We're damn near at 100 episodes. We're closer to 100 than we are to 50.
When will we hit 100? If we stay every week, what, like in August?
I can't math, bro. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, thank you guys for joining us.
Have a good one.
It's another one in the books. We'll see you guys next week, hopefully.
All right.
We'll see you guys.
Later.
Peace.
Bye.
You just stop it there. We can cut it.